just had to look for the protest.
You're gonna have to speak from the rainforest protection network.
I figured out your lunch hour.
My name is Sam Johnston. I work for the Environmental Protection Information Center, or EPIC. EPIC has worked for at least the last 20 years on the issue of Maxam Pacific Lumber and its rapacious, unsustainable industrial logging in Humboldt County. We are here today because what is happening right now, as we speak, in Humboldt County is a tragedy and an outrage. It is unacceptable for these old growth forests to be falling down right now, and we're here to get a message out. We are here to get a message out to Senator Feinstein, to the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, and all of the agencies that have signed off onto Charles Hurwitz's habitat destruction plan. The logging of old growth forests is something that is just completely tragic, and the fact that it is still going on is something that ought to raise the ire and the anger of every citizen, because when these old growth forests are lost, they are lost forever. And when they are lost, we lose a part of our humanity. These old growth forests serve innumerable functions and are of inherent value on their own. Now, at EPIC, we have been fighting tooth and nail to get good forestry programs in place to get the bad forestry programs out. But the power of Maxam Pacific Lumber has been such that they have been able to override. Maxam Pacific Lumber, let's be clear, is the bully on the block. Maxam Pacific Lumber is a company that will demand what it wants, will stomp its feet, will scream, will claim the victim until it gets what it wants. And we cannot allow this to continue to happen. Maxam Pacific Lumber flouts the law, and it's also important for people to understand that Maxam Pacific Lumber is a company that is not functioning economically sustainably, just as it is not functioning in a sustainable manner as far as the environment. We know now that it is very likely that Maxam Pacific Lumber will file for bankruptcy sometime in the next few months. Now, the fact that this timber harvest plan is known as Bonanza should say something. Here we have Charles Hurwitz, who we know has been siphoning off the resources of Humboldt County, the resource base, the timber base of Humboldt County, for the sake of his own corporate profits. And now, the time has come for us to put a stop to this, because right now Pacific Lumber is in its last throes of trying to get as much old growth forest as it can before it files for bankruptcy. This is a bad business practice. Nobody should accept it, and everybody should be outraged. Lastly, let me just say that because of the extreme level of industrial logging that Maxam Pacific Lumber has been engaging in over the last few years, the watersheds of Humboldt County are hemorrhaging and are collapsing. Extensive stream flooding and landsliding has occurred to such an extent that the residents have gathered and together in an uprising. The downstream residents of Maxam Pacific Lumber are outraged that they have had their homes flooded, they have had their homes damaged, they have had their property damaged by this unsustainable level of logging. And so when the Water Board, the North Coast Regional Water Quality Board, stepped in to try to fix the problem, Maxam Pacific Lumber went after the Water Board with both guns blazing. They actually got a judge in Humboldt County to issue an injunction preventing the Water Board from having even hearings to talk about possible solutions. Well, that temporary injunction has been lifted, and now there will be a court hearing in Humboldt County this Thursday, day after tomorrow, in the Eureka County Courthouse at 8:30 a.m. And folks are encouraged, if you are in Humboldt County, to please attend this court hearing this Thursday at the Eureka Courthouse, 8:30, at which time the court will hear an effort by Pacific Lumber to shut down the regulation of its logging by the Water Board. This effort by Maxam Pacific Lumber is outrageous, and it must be defeated. So please attend that hearing if you're in Humboldt County.
Lumber is a ruthless, rapacious company that doesn't really care, and we've tried to confront them and say, hey, how about it, you know, hold off logging, we'll try and raise the money to buy it off you. Money talks in the business world, but no, they won't even talk, they won't even negotiate, they won't even hold off their chainsaws a little while to see if we could raise them whatever millions of dollars it would take to buy this grove. In the past, Charles Hurwitz has sold redwood trees to save the Redwoods League. But right now, he's liquidating his assets. He's taking the last of these big trees. And there's three more giant groves that are over 200 acres besides this one, Nannan Creek, that's being cut right now. They're called All Species Grove. Pacific Lumber calls it Bell Lawrence Grove. It's called Shaw Creek Grove and Allen Creek Grove. That's three different groves, over 200 acres each, virgin, pristine, primeval, ancient redwood forests. And those three groves have a limited protection. They have what's called a 50-year set-aside moratorium on logging. But there's loopholes in this logging moratorium. Basically, if the marbled murrelet, this bird that you see around here on sticks, this is an endangered species. It's dying in California. It's being wiped out. And it only nests in old-growth trees. It needs the big, big branches of an old-growth redwood or an old-growth fir tree to lay its eggs, and it only lays one egg a year, and some years it doesn't even lay eggs, and the birds go back to the same tree usually each year. So if you cut that tree down, it might totally disrupt their breeding patterns. What's happening is this tree is going extinct in California, and the government's saying, hey, I got a good idea, let's take the bird off the endangered species list. This is probably a plan devised in the boardrooms, the corporate boardrooms of Max Am Pacific Lumber. Another big company up in the North Coast is Sierra Pacific Industries, the largest land owner in California. And they're also behind this delisting of the marbled murrelet. And the reason they want to delist this the marbled murrelet is because that's the only thing that's keeping these trees still standing. And if that bird goes off the endangered species list, these three ancient redwood groves that are supposed to be protected will no longer be protected. And that means there are going to be three more giant groves, just like Nannan Creek, potentially going to be cut. So everybody needs to pay attention to this issue. It's not over. It's just starting up again. And it's been going on for years and years. So it's not like, oh, yeah, the headwaters got saved. What are you guys complaining about? There's three more ancient groves, over 300 acres. If you've ever been to Muir Woods or Big Basin in the Santa Cruz Mountains, these are incredible old-growth forests. And people go, you know, the world famous. People come to California to see the redwoods, drive up to the North Coast to see the Avenue of the Giants. If you saw a 200-acre old-growth grove, you would think it was a park. You would just be like, oh my God, this must be protected. But to know that there's groves out there that are totally unprotected or just barely hanging on to their protection. So you really need to hassle Dianne Feinstein and your Congress and all your local government agencies. Fish and Wildlife Department needs to hear from people. They need to hear your emails. They need to hear your outrage. They need to understand that people are not going to accept the destruction of ancient old-growth redwoods. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, the redwoods are protected, but they're not. I mean, a lot of them are, but the ones that aren't protected are why we're here. And these are being cut right now. This week, they're being dropped to the ground, 12-foot diameter trees. We don't want this to happen again in the next coming year, so people really need to pay attention and stay on this issue, get involved, you know, write letters to the editor, tell your friends, do whatever it takes. Everybody has their own talents.
Max Am out of Humboldt, now! Max Am out of Humboldt,
now!
Max Am out of Humboldt,
now! The Endangered Species Act was keeping Charles Hurwitz from being able to cut areas where there were endangered species. That's why we have the Endangered Species Act. But Charles Hurwitz got together with Dianne Feinstein and basically every other state and federal agency to circumvent that so that they would be able to cut in areas where there are endangered species. We know there are endangered species in Nannan Creek Grove. The tree sitters have actually reported that they believe that the murrelets and the owls are coming to the tree that they're in as refuge, because all the rest of them are getting cut down. We need to keep the pressure on. We need to let Dianne Feinstein and other politicians know that their deal was flawed from the start. It was based on politics and not on science or biology. It was based on something that a corporate raider from Texas wanted.
And now he's got it. The company is on the verge of bankruptcy. And it's an outrage that our country is still allowing old growth trees to be cut.
We've just found out that the Amazon forest is being logged at twice the rate that we previously thought. This news just happened in the last month. Forests are integral to climate stabilization, to absorbing carbon dioxide. And the redwood forest is the most dense biomass on Earth. It absorbs more carbon dioxide than 10 of the tropical rainforests. So if Dianne Feinstein can't understand why we have to save these forests for their habitat, because they're the precious legacy of California and the world, because they're 130 million years in the making and the biggest trees on Earth, then maybe she will save them to save the planet and mitigate global warming. So bring that up to Ms. Feinstein. Thank you.
Standing by this mighty redwood tree,
all right.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.